The Victoria Royals made a splash in the junior hockey world Tuesday with the signing of 16-year-old phenom Eli McCammy to a WHL scholarship and development agreement. A forward from Cowichan Bay, BC, McCammy is fresh off a standout season with the Penticton Vs of the BCHL, where he became the first player in league history to be granted exceptional status. Despite being just 15 last season, he held his own in the BCHL, registering 31 points, 15 goals, 16 assists, across 52 games. The performance solidified his status as one of the top players in his age group, a reputation that was already well established during his 48-point campaign with Shawinigan Lake School's U18 prep team the year prior. Eli has demonstrated for a number of years now that he is a top player in his age group, Royals general manager Jake Heisinger said in a press release. Being able to add a player of Eli's caliber to our team is very exciting for our organization. We are very excited to welcome Eli back to the island and are thrilled to have him and his family join our program. The Royals selected McCammy with the 35th overall pick in the second round of the 2024 WHL Prospects Draft, an aggressive move at the time, given McCammy's NCAA commitment to the University of North Dakota. But that gamble is now paying off. In a landmark shift for junior hockey, a long-standing rule barring players from competing in both the Canadian Hockey League, CHL, and U.S. Division I hockey was overturned last November. As of August 1, 2025, players are eligible to pursue either or both routes, dramatically altering the landscape. What was once a rigid either-or path has now opened doors for talents like McCammy, who plans to attend North Dakota after high school, but can suit up for the Royals in the interim. That rule change likely caused several teams to pass on McCammy in the draft, despite his obvious skill. But not Victoria, and as it stands now, their faith in the Cowichan Valley product could yield massive returns. With Cole Reschany expected to be a first-round pick in this year's draft, and Keaton Verhoef projected to follow suit in 2026, McCammy could make it three straight first-rounders from the Island Club by 2027. Last season in Penticton was a notable one for McCammy. Not only did he break barriers by entering the league with exceptional status, but he did so during what proved to be the V's final season in the BCHL. While the franchise's next chapter remains uncertain following its departure from the league, McCammy's future is anything but, his path is clearly defined. He will join the Royals for the upcoming WHL season, bringing elite skill, local roots, and a spotlight with him.